Hey, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, we hear from Suzanne Rydell, a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from the Austin, Texas area.
Quite a few years ago, our children were young. We had come back to a hotel, and it was very hot. Not something you could stay in that night. So my husband decided to take the little boy, who was one, down to the offices to try to get some help. I stayed back with the 2.5-year-old. We left the door open just to try to get some air in. It was that hot. He wasn't gone 2 minutes when a hand came on the door. I very authoritatively said, "This room is occupied." But they came on in and wanted money. They were very threatening. They had professional sawed-off shotguns. They were extremely forceful and dominant and very aggressive with their language, and they threatened my life and my child's life repeatedly. I kept saying it in my thought, "God is here, God is here." I was really reaching out to God and calming thought to be able to hear that truth, that God was present. One of the men had told us to turn off the lights, and my daughter reached up and turned on the light. And the man raised the gun at her, and I jerked her to me and jerked the light off the wall, literally, and reached out to God with all my heart. And what I heard was a no that was so loud to me, just a demand on my thought. And I knew that the no was to fear. And it was at that point when I don't think that it was people anymore to me. Fear was the problem. Fear was the criminal in the room. I just said no mentally. And immediately, there was no more fear at all. And I knew we were going to be okay. After a while, my husband did come back. And I said, "We have guests." In maybe a minute or two after this, the man that had been behind the door walked over to me, and his face was completely changed. He looked like the nicest man you'd ever want to meet. And he said in a very low voice to me, "Lady, who are you?" And I knew he'd been touched. I knew he'd felt something too. It wasn't just me that had felt God's presence there. He had too. He threw the money back on the bed and he said, "For your kid's milk," and ran out the door. Fear isn't caused by circumstances, nor is it caused by people. It's caused by the extreme argument that God is not present in control. And that is just not true. God's always present with you. God is infinite, all. God is spirit, and spirit is good. And you put those ideas together and you have a presence that is causing you and blessing you.
Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you'll join Suzanne and me for this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. The link is right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.